Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihloko siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 29 kwekwezi 2022 ngokhiphi Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe.
Asekuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo okubekwa kwenduna uNhlamba.
Sokulokunzima 60-80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le. Singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima.
UZulu ukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi ezobukho.
Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle singoba akulamuntu osele engathuthanga. Sonke sithethe. Labadala ebengalazithupha bathethe.
Abantu eTsholotsho bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye sizozizwa kulo msakazo. Zuwile umthunzi wamajawunda kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uNhlamba wesigaba seGaranyemba eGwanda esabelweni seMathabeleni South. UAlbert Ncube usepha lolo daba.
UNhlamba ukhothame esibhedlela sakobulawayo ngomgqibelo ngemva kokugula okwesikhatshana. Ukuthona kwakhe kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uMabhiko eLupane engozini yomgwaqo uviki edlulileyo. Ukukhothama kwakhe sekuthiwa umndeni wakuNhlamba umadolo nzima. Sixoxe lomnumzana Jeffrey Ndlovu Nhlamba, umfowabo enduna etshonileyo njalo ongusobhuku.
Sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngalokho okwenzakeleyo. Ubaba uNhlamba ubegula nje usilaye nje ehamba. Kodwa lokho kusehlele uphungutike kawani nje ilanga elilodwa. Uphunga ukuthi angisezwa kusase kwaba yikuhamba kwakhe. Uyesethwalelwa eGwanda. Ufike eGwanda nje kuthiwa sendluliselwa koBulawayo. Ufika koBulawayo lana ilanga elilodwa. Wavuke ekuseni izolo ngo-6 o'clock ephela.
Omnumzana Wilson Mabhena obesebenza le nduna uNhlamba lapho kuthoniswa amacala uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu.
Ubuhlungu kunye okumangalisayo. Umuntu okade zithulele, umuntu ongasoze umazi ukuthi thina sikhulile sibangaka siyazazi induna ukuthi zenzani. But lo kube umuntu nje okuzithulisa, umuntu okade welela labantu engelakhulumo ezinto engelalo. Kodwa akukho esingakwenza, uNkulunkulu sekhetho wathi sibonga kunjani.
Omnumzana Collins Banda isakhamuzi seNtebe uthi basele besegcekeni njengamajawunda.
Sibe lusizi kakhulu ngokuzwa ngokubhubha kwamphathi wethu. So ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe ngamafitshane sithi umndeni wakhe ududuzeke.
Ukhansila weGaranyemba kuwa 13 umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi uNhlamba behlezelwela intuthuko esigabeni sakhe.
Usithi nxa ungafika kuyo kwakhe vele uzikhulumela nge-development njengomdala. Hayi isizwe sakithi sesilahlekelwe shuwa. Angikwazi ukuthi eceleni nababosibethu bezomdabo kushuwa kathina sisanda kushiwa nguMabhikwa. Sesibuya sishiwa ngulo wakithi futhi. Kuthaza sibili ukubambana kwabantu. Asokuyadanisa kakhulu ngoba iphupho lakhe bakithi awuseze wahamba ringagcwalisekanga. Kodwa kungasenani intando yenkosi sithi ngako uyavela njalo olunye uhlumele lingaba njengaye.
Induna uKhulumani Mathema uthi ukukhothama kwezinduna utshiya izigaba zingumhlambi kazelusile.
Induna ziqakathekile kakhulu ngoba abantu bakithi abamnyama kumbe abantu bemakhaya bayakholwa kakhulu, bekholelwa imisebenzi eyenziwa izinduna ngoba yizwe ezikhuzayo. Engingathi ngama-peace ambassadors in a way, ngoba lapho kule nduna khona isikhathi esiningi ukudlephana kwabantu kungani kuba ngaphansi kulalapho sokusuke kwaswelakala khona induna.
Aqhubekela phambili amalungiselelo okubekwa induna uNhlamba. Induna uDennis Ndlovu Nhlamba wathejulwa yingwe ngomnyaka ka-1947 njalo wagcotshwa ukuba yinduna eGaranyemba ngomnyaka ka-2010.
Dulula la masekela ntaba, ndidane kasonondo, dlove manxeba nxeba ngokulwela ingane zayo, sesiyosala sibambisisila isihambile ingqungqulu, sesibuka amafu, kudliwa amathambo engqondo, asazi kuyosa sikuphi.
Ngimelo umsakazo weStudio 7, ngikonhlamba eNtebe, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Bayakhala abantu ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi yenkampani yeZimbabwe United Passenger Company kumbe iZopco. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Ukukhwela kwembadalo yamabhasi kwethule encwadini yabeZopco ikhuluma ngokuba linkampani sikhuphule imbadalo yokukhwela kwamabhasi emadolobheni. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezingaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi lambili 20 kilometers sebebhadala amadola angamakhulu lamachumi amane 140 RTGS. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezifika amakhilomitha angamachumi amathathu 30 kilometers imbadalo isifika amakhulu phose amabili 180 RTGS. Ukuthi abasuka endaweni ezingamachumi amane isifika ikhulu lambili 220 RTGS. UZulu uyakhala ngentengo le esithi uhulumende usebashiye bambe wangaphansi. Umnumzana Tafara Sithole isakamuzi Harare uthi imali le inengi kakhulu.
Asinike sisuke ku 8 siya 140. Kusho ukuthi sebekhweze about 60%. Onga ngokuthi sokulokunzima 60 to 80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le. Singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima. Njalo le mali yakhona siyihola akusakwana, akusahambisana imali le sichajwa kuZulu. Sele ukuthi bezama ukuthi beyehlise imali le, at least ngaba yi-100 kungcono. That is true ukugada lokusala le mali yokudla endlini.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana yebhethi shoko ohlala eshitungwiza.
Amabhasi ndoda ukukhwela esukusele. Amabhasi ukukhwela esukusela ku-8 siya 160 isinto eraithi le. Lokhu vele into engalunganga le. Ngabe kuthiwa bathe 100 ngabe kungcono.
Unkosikazi Trish Dube uthe indleko le izaphazamisa kakhulu abantwana bakhe nxa besiya esikolo.
Hey. Lokho uthi uzukho sekhwelile, hayi akunzima sibili. Ngoba ama-private wona singakhayela ama-private ngama-200, amanye ngama-150. So uzukho le-private sokufanana. Uzukho wakhona yena kabambeki. Awumtholi uzukho, ilaini yakhona yabe inkulu kakhulu. Amabhasi yona awe-8 lawa, ugada nzima vele. Amanye ayafa endleleni. So kuyafanana lokho mina, hey, njengomuntu osebenzayo, imali yakho iningi kakhulu. Iningi kakhulu sibili, eish bayithi iningi kakhulu, kunzima sibili.
Umnumzana Darling John Gatsi uthi imali le ngabe ihambalana leholo.
I-government yethu namhla iphambanisele sonke njengabantu belizwe leZimbabwe ngoba bakhweze uZupco so esichiphi yangkhona siyi-8 bond RTGS enyangkhona 140 RTGS kodwa ungakhangela ungangena emashopu into zilokho zikhwela uhulumende kakada ngenye indlela akwanise ngakuthi zime ukukhwela. Kharesi ungagada mabethe u-garden boy uhola 10,000 RTGS amatemba esiba yi-6,000 RTGS ikudubeka kodwa. So uhulumende ngathiwa eke wama ukukhweza uZupco wazama ukuthi impila kahle yethu into esizifuna ezinjengabo mpuphu landani ziyenele ukuthi wonke umuntu ekwanise uzithenga ngoba akusela okwanisa ukukuthenga lokhu, akusela uzakwanisa ukukuthenga ngoba sokudura. Uye emsebenzini sokuyahlupha ngoba ngeviki ma njengami mina sengigada 140 bond ngisebenzisa imali edlula i-1,000 ngeviki. Ngenyanga ngiyase ngingene ku-5,000 RTGS mina ngikhola 12,000 ngizathengani, ngizabhadala irenti ngani? UZupco wengcono engakhwelanga ngalesi sesiyadubeka kuphela emsebenzini sesiyaxotshwa.
Intengo yokudla lempahla emqoka empilweni kaZulu efuneka nsuku zonke ikhuphuke kwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Abantu echolocho esabelweni seMatabeleland North bathakazelela okwenziwa luhlangothi olunika izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa olulezisebenzi ezibhodaboda emaphandleni. Uhlelo lolu lunceda kakhulu abantwana lasebekhulile abangakaze bethole izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Uhlelo lolu luza ngesikhathi abantu abaningi behluleke ukuthola izithupha lokunye kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kweleZimbabwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abanengi bathi behluleka ukubhalisa kuvota uthola umsebenzi lendawo esikolo ngenxa yokungabi lamaphepha elizwe aqondileyo. Unkwebana Slindeni Moyo ohlala eGombalume line unqoma uhlelo lolu ngokwenza kube lula ukuthatha incwadi lezi.
Abadingi ukubona abantwana bona bafuna ukubona izithupha zabazali babo. Ngefoni bayayamukela abalahlupho. Hayi, lolu hlelo lube luhlelo oluhle kakhulu ukwedlula izikhathi ezidlulileyo leziyana. Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga. Sonke sithethe. Labadala ede bengalazithupha bathethe. Babathathisile sibili amalungelo abo wonke.
Ugogo Dr. Mavunda ohlala eMagabelana line oleminyaka engamathuma esithupha lasishiyagalombili 68 ubungela gwalo lokuzalwa lesithupha.
Ungathola incwadi yesikolo lekasebhuku uyathola usizo. Ngikhuluma nje lami kade nguphethe lokhu ndutholile usizo. Abadingi silver, abadingi golide, bathi sukuma uhambe. Hlala kwaMagabelana line umphathi wami uMbusi Ndlovu. Manina labo baba sukumanini lizodingela abantwana ikusasa labo. Usizo luyatholakala kahle, akudingakali mbadalo, siyathola usizo.
Abantwana abangela abazali labo bathathiswa incwadi zokuzalwa ngaphansi kohlelo lolu. Unkosana Samukeliso Mathe uthathela abantwana bakadadewabo owabhubhayo watshiya abantwana bemunya.
Babatshinda ngonina vele bebancane bazogcina umamami. Umamami wasetshiya thina lami nginje ndingangumfom 2 osisi bami labo bendile. So mina ngasala labantwana hamba sigcina ngeke ngibe lamkonzelo obhudama njengoba manje abantu abangamami uthi asela mama sithole omunye ukazi. Asela mama kodwa ubufakazi ukuthi umama ke watshona besilayo. Ngoba izolo futhi besilayo umntwana kade okasisiwethu futhi watshonayo. Simvulele futhi idethi basinika ibhethi selayo. Laba sebengabesibili futhi sebesilungisele. Ayi sababanga ngoba basenzele kahle vele sikabonaiphi.
Uhlelo lolu kusetshenziswa labosobhuku okuyibo abapha ubufakazi ukuthi umuntu ofuna incwadi lezi bayamazi kumbe haji. Usobhuku Peter Sibanda wesigabeni sakoDlamini.
Siyabonga kakhulu sibili ukuthi kube khona ukufika kwabe amabhethi endethi. Bezosisiza khona lapha. Lapha bekuhamba kuhle kakhulu sibili. Abantu basisizile ngoba kuba khona ukugibela lani lani besiya eCholojo. Okwenza ukuthi ekugcineni bathole sokunzima ukuthi behambe ama-distance angakho. Njengalokhu nje kungithola ngikhona lapha sisuka senza ubufakazi obusuke umuntu ma simenzele bona ohamba waye eCholojo usuka esefanele buyele emuva.
Usabhuku Sibanda uthi bonke abafisa ukuthola uncedo kumele baxhumane laye.
Siyamncedisa laye ngoba kula muntu ofanele esale ngalaye i-death certificate noma i-death certificate nxa kumbuka odinga i-death noma ufuna i-death noma ufuna isithupha. Kufuneka simncedise ekugcineni ilizwe njengoba lingelethu sonkeni bona lapha. Sonke kufanele sisale silolutho esilalo olusifaka ukuthi silungele ukuba ngumntu walapha. Into ezilonge ngesigaba sami ngilobufakazi obugcweleyo ukuthi uzalelwe la ngiyamazi.
Iningi liphumile eziqithi zeCholojo ukuyathatha ingwalo zokuzalwa lezithupha ngaphansi kohlelo lolu olungena emakhaya ezigabeni zonke zelizwe. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi ukhangelele ukuthi abantu abafika ezigidi ezimbili 2 million bazathola amaphepha la aqathekileyo ekupheleni kohlelo lolu kunyanga kampandulwa lonyaka. Ngiyimele yeStudio 7 ngiseGombalume kwaDlamini yeCholojo, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kusenjalo uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokulima luthi balutshwani kakhulu abalimi abaletha umumbu eziphaleni zeGrain Marketing Board. Ngakho-ke sokumele kuhlolisiswe ukuba abazimeleyo abathenga umumbu balani eziphaleni zabo. Umabhalane omkhulu wohlangothi lolu umnumzana John Basera usanda kulobela incwadi i-GMB esithi kumele baphathisane labazomvikela abakuhlangothi lwe-Joint Operations Command ukuze kulandelwe umthetho wokuthenga lokuthengiswa umumbu. UBasera uthi abalimi sebethengisele i-GMB umumbu oyisilinganiso se-5,000 metric tons. Bebekhangele ukuba bazathola umumbu omningi lonyaka njengoba kukanya ingani kuvunwe umumbu oyisilinganiso esifika 30,000 metric tons. Kukhanya lokhu kuba amapolisa azabambisana labanye abazomvikela emgwaqweni ekudingeni abathenga umumbu njalo lokuvula ngenkani iziphala zabathenga umumbu ukuze bebone ukuba kwenzakalani elizweni. Abalimi abaningi bathi abasoze bethengisele iGMP umumbu wabo ngoba bawuthenga ngedola leZimbabwe hathi elemelika. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. ELiRussia lihlasela ngamandla amadolobho ambalwa empumalanga yeUkraine lapho elizama ukuhluthuna khona isabelo seDonetsk. Abezindaba abereuters babika ukuba eliUkraine licela ukusekelwa ngamazwe atshiyeneyo ngokunikwa izikhali ezathundubeza ezakweleRussia. Umongameli Joseph Biden wakwelemelika namhla kukhangelwe ukuba uza kuthekelela isabelo seTexas lapho okubulewe khona abantwana abafika phose amajumi amabili 19 lababalisi ababili lijaha ebelihlome laphelela ngombhobho okhulula inhlamvu. UBiden uzakhulumisana labazali abalabantwana ababulewe eEurope Elementary School labanye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Sike sizwe ezamasiko. Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo ozibiza ngokuthi yinkosi yamaNdebele othi uzahamba kwele-South Africa abuye labadabuka kwelizweni leZimbabwe abesegcotshwa ukuba yinkosi e-State House koBulawayo. Kodwa umnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikabulelani loGungula, wakhethwa umndeni wakuKhumalo ukuba inkosi yamaNdebele uthi wenza ukugaba uKhumalo ozibiza ngokuthi umzilikazi the second.
Sisenkingeni lana. Kufika uStanley lana, uStanley Raphael Chuma eGoli, lo zithi umzilikazi 2. Uthi uzethatha abantu end of May uhamba labo ekhaya uye State House. Hayi, manje ke no akusiphathi kahle lokho ukuthi kanti umuntu wadlala ngesizwe kwenze njani. Uyazi ke hayi, sekufika isikhathi la mzakazi ukuthi sithi thinani indoda lesizaze si hayi, siqinisa isandla mpela kuyo lamagaba, mhlawumbe siqinisa amagama ngoba hayi sesukubekezelile kwenela. Umuntu odlala ngomthwakazi angeke mpela sivume. Manje ufuna ukuphamana isimpilo zabantu. Abantu vele uhlupho luningi abantu ngithe mathebele na umuntu futhi ufuna ukuhluphekisa abantu phezu kwalolu hluphe sinalo. Yikho ke hayi msakazi into esisho ukuthi no, siyacela nje uStanley nalabo abantu asebenzisana labo bayiyekelele into le. Uma beqhubeka hayi ngeqiniswe no, sesizathatha amanyathela nganalukhuni ngoba singeke sikubekezele lokuthi kudlalwe ngesizwe senkosi umzilikazi, ngeke sivume.
Umnumzana Samuel Dube olandela ezamasiko uthi kuyakulandela konke okwenziwa ngumzilikazi the second.
Ayithi vele siyovula ngomthandazo, awuthi ngihole kafishanyana. Ngihlala ngikhuluma ngithi mina indaba yakithi iyolungiswa ngumoya. Indaba yobukhosi bakithi ijule kakhulu makhehla, ifuna umoya. Ubukhosi siyazi ukuthi vele kuyabangi njalo. Ubulelani uyazi ukuthi inkatho yamphika. Ubukhosi esikhuluma ngawo lana ubukhosi kamzilikazi kamashovana kalana, hayi okukalobhengula. Kunesizathu behind ukuthi why inkosi lobhengula yakuthi isikhathi esifishane njalo. Abantu babhizi baloko bethi inkosi ngubulelani ngoba wacatshiswa ngu-Cecil John Rhodes, kukhombisa ukuthi thina into eyenziwe ngondlela zikhanyelanga yiyo sihambisa phambili. Ikanti ke silungisa okwethu okwabantu, inkosi ibekwa umoya. Abantu vele asi-expect ukuthi bakuzise kodwa from kusasa bazobe sebenzisisa kabanzi.
Akwaziwa ukuba uKhumalo uzabonelisa ukuphenduka kwele Zimbabwe ehamba labadabuka kuleli lizwe abese siyagcotshwa khona ngale e-State House esos town koBulawayo. Bokwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Yeah.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa. Ngiyakhona libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje ngizafuna sikhangele kuJohane chapter 7 amavesi nje amalutshwana kodwa amangalisayo. Lapha sihlangana loJohane ekhuluma ngokuthi uJesu abafowabo babesithi kahambe ayeziveza atshengise amandla akhe, atshengise ukuthi ungumuntu osetshenziswa nguNkulunkulu kumkhosi owawukhona, umkhosi owetabernacles owawukhona. Ngakho-ke bathi kambe umuntu olamandla amaningi kangaka wenza nje uzifihlile ngapha ensithi emakhaya eGalili, akuye leJerusalema uyebonakala emuntwini wonke. Ikho lapho esizabala khona ba ivesi ka-4 ithi ngoba kakho umuntu owenza ulutho ensitha yena efuna ukwaziwa obala. Uba uzenza lezi zinto ziveze wena emhlabeni, ngoba nabafowabo babengakholwa kuye. Ngakho-ke uJesu wathi kibo, isikhathi sami kasikafiki kodwa esenu isikhathi sihlala sikhona. Ngifuna ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlela isikhathi ngezinto zonke okumele sizenze lapha emhlabeni. Injongo uNkulunkulu ayibekayo empilweni zethu, ubizo uNkulunkulu alalo phezu kwempilo zethu, imisebenzi ehlukeneyo uNkulunkulu asibizele yona, uyasinika kodwa njalo ubeka isikhathi sokuthi kumele kwenziwe nini. Ngakho-ke lapha okokuqala sifumana labafowabo bakaJesu besithi kambe nxa usenza izimangaliso zonke lezi uphonguzenzela ngapha emakhaya ngemuva kungabonwa ngumuntu, hamba-ke lapho ongabonwa khona ngabantu. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyihlosele uJesu, indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyibekile, kwakungayisitho ukuthi kumele ayeziveza ngalesi sikhathi. uNkulunkulu wayelesikhathi sakhe ayesihlelile, esilungisile. Siyabona lapho uJesu yaphendula abafowabo ukuthi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayesithi kibo, uNkulunkulu ubeke isikhathi ngezinto zonke. Ngakho-ke nxa nguletha kithi empilweni, siyakwazi ukuthi umhlaba ngaso sonke isikhathi uyabe usifuqa ukuba senze izinto isikhathi kodwa singafiki. Siba nepressure yokwenza izinto, ikakhulu nxa umuntu elobizo uyabe usithi mara kuhle kwenzakale kathesi, kanti uNkulunkulu uyabe ehlelile indlela yakhe afuna uyihambe. uNkulunkulu lo mgwaqo awufakayo esenzela ukuthi ngawo lowo mgwaqo abe ufakele wena, uzofunda izinto, uzokuqondisa akulungise isimo sakho, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa uphutha usiya ngale esekuveza emhlabeni ukuthi wenze lokho akubizele khona, uzakukwanisa ukukwenza kakuhle. Ngakho lapho ngiyathanda ukuthi uJesu wayala okokuqala ukufuqwa ngabantu ukuthi ahambe oziveza uhle uzitshengisele. uJesu wathi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayenanzelela ukuthi akumelanga enze into ngobufuqwa ngabantu. Maningi amantombazana agcine ezithwala, amajaha agcine emithisa ngesikhathi singakwani ngenxa yokuthi bafuqwa ngabantu, bafuqwa ngumhlaba. Baningi abantu abagcina bedalisa amabhizimisi, besenza ezinye izinto ezigcina zibanika udubo, besehluleka ngoba bafuna ukwenza izinto isikhathi singafiki. uNkulunkulu wesikhathi sakho, melela leso sikhathi, ungagijimeli phambili.
Kuyiphethe mfundisi.
Ngiyathandaza igama likaJesu ukuba wonke umuntu olobizo, wonke umuntu uNkulunkulu ambekele umsebenzi, uzokumelela isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into uNkulunkulu ayihlelileyo isebenzeke njalo iphumelele kuhle. Egama likaJesu, amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi useNispanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo, ungadinwa lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo yenguqu, iqembu leDynamos libe nguJiki loBhanqa 0-0 lile iRentals emdlalweni odlalwe namhlanje. Nansi impumela yeminye imidlalo efanayo: Bulawayo Chiefs 2 Capes United 0, Tenax 1, Cranbourne Bullets 0. Kwezabacha namhla silomculi odabuka eCholocho.
Sanibonani, sanibonani, ngiyajabula leli thuba engilithola njengamanje kubo bonke abantu abalalele. Igama lami elokuzalwa uMichael Dube, enganinikwa umama, ubaba yena wasekade umthokozisi. Amagama wami omabili, isibongo uDube, ngizalwa eCholocho konqoya. La ngizalwa khona eGoli ngise Cosmos City. Ngicula uMaskandi album lesibili leli engilikhiphile manje. Ngaqala nge-album elaqala ngonyaka ophelile ngo-2021. Elalibizwa kuthiwa isizwe sakomthwakazi. Leli elamanje i-albhamu lithi Inyamazane Ezacile, okwama albhamu ahamba kahle kakhulu. Ela last year bekunengoma ebithandwa abantu kakhulu ethi Kancane Kancane Uyophumelela. Ungesabi ukwenza into uthi abantu bohleka. Kube nenye ethi Jerusalema, ingoma ezayithandwa kakhulu. So nakulokhu futhi kwedlulele, abantu bakhombisa ukungithanda ngale ngoma yami ethi Akashaywa Umuntu Wesifazane. Angazi ngabala ngithini, ziningi impela, kusebenzekile kakhulu. Ngiyabonga i-support enginikwa abantu. Ngizicelela futhi i-support engaphezu kwalokho, njengoba sicula kanje sidinga yona i-support. So siyacela ukuthi abantu besisupporte. Abafuna umsebenzi wami bengangithola ku-Facebook, ngizibiza ngomkhando ozikhandayo. Ku WhatsApp inamba yami ngizoyishiya, nakhona inamba yami ku WhatsApp engitholakala kiyo ngizoyibhala, then imbe sengiyibiza futhi ngithi 062 37 45 636. Ngiphinde futhi 062 37 45 636. Umuntu mayengabe efisa nje ukukhuluma neqhawe elibiza emculweni ngokuthi umkhando ozikhandayo, engayisabi ukungithinta kuleyo number. Mayefika lapho, ngiyacela umuntu engafiki nje ethi hayi, akabeki isitori ukwenzela ukuthi kube lula, ngoba baningi abantu abafika la kimi bethi hayi. So kuba nzima ukuthi ngithini. Ma uzothi hayi, kuba nzima nokuthi ngizothini, ngoba ngesinye isikhathi kuba khona uthole ukuthi ama-chat maningi. Kodwa at least umuntu uma engabe efike wayichaza, kuba lula kimi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, if you're in Shantan for Gandolfo, Sinaka Kibu Shabu Ramshanjo, what's Kangele, Evesilazo? As those in Alpezula Malung Cello, Ovega, Induna, Untamba, Uzulukala, Okupa, Wenchaulo, Yokatama Passes, Zuko. Abantu abaningi eCholocho bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Olivalisayo uMkhethi Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.